Former President Trump remains banned from Facebook and Instagram until January of 2023. At that time, the social network will reevaluate if the risk to public safety has receded and the former president can start posting again. Trump calls the decision censorship and an insult. At the same time, Facebook says it's ending a policy that protects politicians from engaging in harmful speech. Alex Heath, senior reporter with The Verge, was first to report Facebook is changing the way it treats world leaders, and he joined our own Dimitri Sotis on Skype.
The Trump decision was interesting. We knew Facebook had to make a decision. They actually made it a lot faster than they needed to. They had about five more months to make a decision, and they decided today to suspend him for 2 years, which is a new thing they haven't done before, but they came out with kind of a sliding scale of how they may implement something like this in the future with public leaders who incite violence on the platform or engaged in that kind of speech. And so Facebook's never done this before. They're really in uncharted territory, but they're trying to at least approach this, I think, going forward with more consistency, which is a good thing. He put out a statement in response to this, you know, obviously saying this was censorship and the election was rigged, kind of continuing that whole narrative. So who knows where his head will be in 2 years, but I think Facebook's going to be watching closely.
So let's get into the reporting that you were first with there at The Verge about an overall examination or re-examination of leaders on Facebook and how they've been getting a pass until now?
Yeah. So for the last several years, I mean, really since the beginning, but I think Facebook clarified it more in the last several years, they've taken a very hands-off approach to content from politicians, from elected officials. And their argument has been that that speech is inherently newsworthy and that a private company like Facebook shouldn't really get involved between a politician and what they say to their constituents. And, you know, this was something that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, and his senior team have been saying in speeches ardently for the last couple of years. And this decision they made to essentially reverse this policy. So going forward, speech by politicians will be judged in the same way that everyone else's speech on Facebook is judged by their community standards, which are public. It's really a major reversal from the position that they've had and is really, I think, the result of a couple things, mostly this oversight board that they set up, which is this kind of faux judicial body, I guess, of independent experts that told them that they needed to make this change. And then also, based on my own reporting, I know that this is an issue that employees actually inside Facebook have taken great umbrage to and have been pushing for change on. So I think those are the two things that are driving this. There's huge international pressure on these American tech companies to bow more to governments. And I think what this decision says by Facebook is that, no, actually, they're going to beef up their enforcement against politicians. And I do think this is going to cause a lot of friction with governments and probably in the U.S., but I think even more so outside of the U.S. I don't really know where this ends, to be honest. It's going to be very interesting. I think you could see a company like Facebook banned in more countries because they have taken an approach that the government doesn't like. These governments have realized that Facebook is the main way they can reach their constituents. You know, Facebook was so critical for Trump's ability to fundraise. You know, I reported that Facebook's own internal research showed that people were more likely to believe falsehoods if they were shared by their elected representative. I think they're finally realizing that that policy they had, that anything a politician says is essentially untouchable, is potentially not the best approach.
And not to take us further into the weeds, but is it almost a baseball system where it's strike one, strike two, strike three? They plan to pull the blanket away from that and show us exactly what they're doing.
That's right. They've had this very opaque strike system that, you know, it's been compared to like Facebook jail, where like you get in this jail that you don't know why you're in it and you can't do anything. You can't access your account and they don't tell you why. They're going to start peeling that back and telling people more about why they can't post or why their account was restricted, which I also think is a good thing. They're not going to completely show the system because they're worried about people gaming it, but they are beginning today disclosing a lot more. And it's unclear how that specifically applies to politicians, though. There's a lot in these policies that are still very hidden, I think, for you know, Facebook's being intentional about that. I think the Trump thing is important. Obviously, it matters in the United States, but I think this broader change that they made to, you know, reversing the policy about how they treat speech by politicians is potentially going to have much bigger global ramifications, especially like I was saying in countries like India. Now it's really a matter of enforcement. Facebook has laid out what it says it's going to do, and now they have to enforce it. And if they don't enforce it, we're all going to know that they didn't. And it's going to show that they are not willing to really make the tough calls when the rubber meets the road and they're potentially facing a government regulator saying, you know, if you do this, we're going to ban you. And I think that's unfortunately, that's the place we're at. And I'm not really sure how we unwind it from here.
Again, that's Alex Heath, senior reporter with The Verge.